The situation is scary right now, literally affecting all our lives. We lost some French Israelis in the last 3 days in that horrific attacks. We are actually under rocket attacks that every few minutes we will hear the sirens and then the calls of the rotations and the bombardments.
I know rockets from the Gaza Strip have been hitting some towns in Israel. Even people in Tel Aviv, where you work, where you're speaking with me from, the capital, have been using bomb shelters in their buildings. Tell me what daily life looks like.
Everything is, unfortunately, become upside down. Like people would work, go to work, but also, they're ready any time to go to the bomb shelters, because you never know when the sirens will go on, or you never know when the rockets will be sent to Israel. So it is sort of trying to work and at the same time to be alarmed of the situation and of the rockets.
I think Yes, this is Tel Aviv. What about back where you live in Western Jerusalem?
Yeah, in Western Jerusalem, it's a bit intense. It's less intense than in other areas, like in the south, Ashkelon and Ashdod, and Ashdod, and also less intense in Tel Aviv. But 2 days ago, there were about 5 rockets were sent, and one was just landed next village where I live. So it was really close.
And through your work with Hayes, you work with refugees and you connected with the Sudanese and maybe South Sudanese diaspora communities there in Israel. Tell me about, the situation with them, especially those close to the dangerous areas in the south of the country.
Thank you so much for asking that question. Yeah, so we work with all the refugees, Sudanese, Eritreans, Ukrainians, and other refugees in Israel, including Palestinians. So there is a big community of refugees community in the south, in Israel and in Ashkelon, and they are similar to Israeli citizens. They are in a very, very difficult situation. Like, since yesterday and today, I have been speaking to them to figure out how we can help as Hayes and what they need. Many of them, they're at homes, not leaving home at all, because it is sadly unsafe to go out. Unfortunately, also, we have one Sudanese refugee being killed by Hamas 2 days ago.
Where was he killed? Was he killed in his home?
In his drought. He was killed on the street. Like, he was found lying with his blood on the street.
Sorry to hear that.
Thank you. I even can't find words to explain the situation, literally.
And if this fighting does not stop, what options are you considering and the refugees are considering? I know Sudan is already engulfed by its own 6-month-long conflict.
Right.
What course of action do you have and your compatriots there?
Unfortunately, it seems like also, like Israeli citizens, there's no almost options, like there's no way to escape. It seems like there's no way to go to Egypt or to Jordan, because as refugees from Sudan being in Israel, we're also considered and we are unwelcomed in those countries. And the only option might be that we be evacuated by one of the Western countries. At the same time, the discourse within the refugees here is that they are in solidarity with the Israelis society, because these people have been living here for over 15 years, and they created friendship with Israelis, and they're sort of connected to the society here. I have been speaking to people, but no one is thinking of leaving Israel, but all what they are concerned about, how they can help, how they can show their solidarity with the society that they are living in.